KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy, and we have 67 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. Scattered showers and a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Authorities in Adams County report a train collided with a car early this morning near the intersection of Tulip and 180th Streets, but there were no injuries. As deputies arrived on the scene a little after 1:30 a.m., they learned both occupants of the car had gotten out of the vehicle prior to the collision. Upon further investigation, the driver, Ryan Gordon of Creston, was arrested for OWI third offense, public intoxication, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and railroad vandalism. Officials at the Iowa Department of Public Safety Sunday said local authorities had received a 911 call from the Skylark Motel in Bedford at around 11 p.m. Saturday, and the person was reporting a death. Taylor County deputies who responded found 62-year-old Penny Sue Godvernon of Bedford had been assaulted with a knife. 32-year-old Christian Andrew May of Bedford was arrested and faces the first-degree murder charge. KCCI says Lee is Godvernon's son. He's listed on the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. May was transported to the Taylor County Jail and arrested on charges that include first-degree murder, a Class A felony, and willful injury, a Class C felony. The Taylor County Sheriff's Department was assisted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Police in Red Oak Saturday afternoon arrested 36-year-old Michael Lyle Parson of Red Oak on a charge of dissemination and or exhibit of obscene material to a minor. Parson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say two people were arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop at around 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. The canine Baxo was deployed during the traffic stop, and as a result of the investigation, the driver of the vehicle, Brandy McElroy of Clarinda, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was also cited for speeding, failure to have a valid license, and failure to hold insurance. A passenger in the vehicle, Timothy Strange of Clarinda, was charged with possession of marijuana. Both parties were transported to the Adams County Jail. And authorities said that on or about June 16th at around 2 p.m., Adams County Sheriff's deputies had been dispatched to 3291 270th Street for a verbal dispute and a request to have a person removed from the property. Upon further investigation, 53-year-old Mildred Lowe was arrested for false imprisonment, and 64-year-old Robin Parsons was arrested for assault causing injury. Both were transported to the Adams County Jail. A man from Missouri was injured after he was struck by a car Saturday night about 3 miles south of Winterset. The State Patrol says a 2006 Pontiac Grand Am driven by 30-year-old Rachel Wicks of Winterset was traveling south on Highway 169 at around 10:30 p.m. Saturday when a pedestrian, 22-year-old Sharon Antonio Jamie Weaver of St. Peters, Missouri, entered the road from between several cars that were parked on the shoulder for the Riverside Raceway. After the car struck Weaver, he was transported by Mercy One to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines for treatment of what were thought to be life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car was not hurt. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Madison County Sheriff's Office, Winterset Police, Winterset Fire Department, and Madison County Ambulance. Well, the FDA, along with the CDC and state and local partners on Saturday, said they are investigating a multi-state outbreak of cyclospora infections potentially linked to Aldi, Hy-Vee, and Jewel Osco grocery store brand garden salads that contain iceberg lettuce, red cabbage, and carrots. It applies only to the store brands labeled as garden salads and not for other types of store brand packaged salads sold at the retailers. The FDA and CDC are recommending that consumers should not eat at restaurants and retailers should not sell or serve all Aldi brand Little Salad Bar brand garden salads, also all Hy-Vee brand garden salads, most have been taken off the shelves already, and Jewel Osco Signature Farm brand's garden salads. There were 76 total illnesses as of last report, 16 hospitalizations, no one has died. And although the investigation is ongoing, the CDC's analysis of epidemiologic information indicates that the bagged salads from Aldi, Hy-Vee, and Jewel Osco grocery stores are likely cause of the illness. The FDA has initiated a traceback investigation to determine supplier and distributor information to find the cause and source of the outbreak. They're in the beginning stages of the investigation, and there may be additional retailers and products impacted by the outbreak. As the outbreak investigation continues, the FDA says they will provide additional updates as more information becomes available. The Iowa Department of Public Health this morning released the latest coronavirus data since 10 a.m. on Sunday, and officials confirmed 155 additional COVID-19 positive cases for a total to date of 26,020. There was also one additional COVID-19 death since Sunday for a total of 686. The state's website says 479 of the deaths involved Iowans with pre-existing conditions. That was one more than Sunday. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 356 of the state's total deaths. Iowa DPH reports 169 persons were hospitalized with the virus, 51 are in intensive care. Six patients were admitted to the hospital on Sunday, and that was eight less than the day before. And there have been no changes to the RMCC Region 4 data, which shows eight persons hospitalized, five are in ICU, none admitted, and one on a ventilator. In the funeral announcements, Jimmy Darlin, tow driver, age 68, of Neola, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services for Jimmy Driver will be held today at 10 o'clock. At the Minden United Church of Christ, Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Judith Deist, age 73, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Judith Deist will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Clarence Harder, age 92, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. A memorial service for Clarence Harder will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Glenn Burgett, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the Perry Lutheran Home. Graveside services for Glenn Burgett will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Hamlin Cemetery, Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center, as arrangements. Kevin Dorr, age 62, of Bayard, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kevin Dorr will be this Wednesday at 10:30 at the Bayard Church of Christ. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ernest Henry Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died May the 3rd. Funeral services for Ernest Thompson will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Arthur Art Hibray, of age 94, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Art Hibray will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Terry Marie Bird Brent, age 56, of Stewart, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Terry Brent will be this Friday at 3 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.